ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 प्रह्लाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु। टेक्स्ट 16
अनियतामरे वेत्रम् अस्माकं वयसस्करः कूलांगारस्य दुर्बुद्धेः चतुर्थोऽस्योदितदमः आनियतामरे वेत्रम् अस्माकं वयसस्करः कूलांगारस्य दुर्बुद्धेः चतुर्थोऽस्योदितो दमः आनियतामरे वेत्रम् अस्माकं वयसस्करः कूलांगारस्य दुर्बुद्धे चतुर्थोऽस्योदितो दमः आनियतां।
लेट इट बी ब्रॉट
ओरे ओ वेत्रम्
The stick.
Asmakam.
Of us.
Ayasaskaraha.
Who is bringing defamation.
Kulangarasya. Of he who is like a cinder in the dynasty. Durbuddhehe.
Having bad intelligence. Chaturthaha,
the fourth.
Asya,
for him.
Uditaha, declared. Damaha,
punishment. The stick, argumentum ad baculum. Translation. Oh, please bring me a stick. This Prahlada is damaging our name and fame. Because of his bad intelligence, he has become like a cinder and the dynasty of the demons. Now, he needs to be treated by the fourth of the four kinds of political diplomacy
performed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki chai. In political affairs, when a person disobediently agitates against the government, four principles are used to suppress him. Legal orders, pacification, the offer of a post, or finally, weapons.
When there are no other arguments, he is punished. In logic, this is called argumentum ad baculum. When the two seminal brahmanas, Sanda and Amarka, failed to extract from Prahlad Maharaj the cause for his having opinion different from those of his father, they called for a stick with which to chastise him to satisfy their master. Hiranyakashipu, because Prahlad had become a devotee, they considered him to be contaminated by bad intelligence and to be the worst descendant of family of demons. As it is said, where ignorance is bliss, it is folly to be wise. In a society or family in which everyone is a demon, for someone to become a Vaishnava is certainly folly. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj was charged with bad intelligence because he was among demons, including his teachers, who were supposedly Brahmanas. The members of our Krishna conscious movement are in a position similar to that of Prahlad Maharaj. All over the world, 99% of the people are godless demons. And therefore, our preaching of Krishna consciousness, following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaja, is always hampered by many impediments. Because of their fault of being devotees, the American boys and girls who have sacrificed everything for preaching Krishna consciousness are charged with being members of CIA. Moreover, the seminal Brahmanas in India who say that one can become a Brahmana only born in a Brahmana family charge us with ruining the Hindu system of religion. Nonetheless, confronting all kinds of difficulties, we must spread Krishna consciousness movement with great determination, like that of Prahlad Maharaj. In spite of being the son of demon Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad never feared the chastisements of the seminal Brahmana sons of a demoniac father.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pashyati Desatarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Suvasti Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. It is always nice after morning chanting program to get absorbed in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted 60,000 sannyasi disciples of Prakasananda Saraswati, including Prakasananda Saraswati himself, into nice Vaishnavas, Prakasananda Saraswati asked a wonderful question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He asked that, please give a direct interpretation of Brahma Sutra. And Mahaprabhu said, there is no need to give an interpretation to Brahma Sutra, because the author himself, the great Vyasadeva, has already given a natural commentary on Brahma Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So there is no need for me also to give another interpretation to Brahma Sutra. The author has already given it. So this is what is Srimad Bhagavatam. and we are so blissful. And Mahaprabhu said that in this age of Kali there is no need for any other literature while explaining the three imports of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anybody who knows what are the three imports of Srimad Bhagavatam as taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What are there in Srimad Bhagavatam? Three principal imports. Samandha, Avideya and Prayojana. So if you see almost up to sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is all Samandha. Seventh chapter, Avideya starts, devotional service. Seventh, eighth, ninth, and finally, tenth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the Prayojana. So this is the summary of Srimad Bhagavatam as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Prakasananda Saraswati. And we are in the chapter that talks about devotional service. The service that we render only when we understand the Samandha. This is also corroborated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mataha sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samannita. Samandha. Samandha is for everything that we can relate to ourselves, including ourselves, there is an ultimate source, and that source is Krishna. Okay? So, all kind of cognitive imagination to experiential world that we create for ourselves, everything, the ultimate source is Krishna. So this is this Samandha. And once we know iti matva, once we know this Samandha very well, so in Samandha we have to recognize that Krishna is there everywhere. Okay? And it is He alone who puts everything in motion. So, let me not digress now because then the topic will be left untouched. So, let me go directly. So, here, once we have Samandha, then we engage in that Samandha. So engagement in the relationship with Krishna is called devotional service. So when we engage in our relationship with Krishna, if there is a relationship, there has to be certain activity with respect to that relationship. And that activities are known as devotional service. And this is the seventh chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service. And who has taught it very nicely? Is Prahlad Maharaj. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day, he would go to Tota Gopina to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And when Gadadhar Pandit would ask which topic he would like to hear, mostly he will pick up the topic of Prahlad Maharaj or else Dhruva Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj is the first preference. The reason is that how to perform devotional service, we cannot understand unless we understand the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. You see, Hiranyakashipu was not an ordinary king. In fact, he invaded Indra's kingdom. He ruled from Indra's assembly. He occupied the throne of Indra. Just to let you know, now just like you know that anybody who's resourceful, naturally very resourceful,
You know, people are naturally resourceful. How one becomes very resourceful? Based on some karma. Like, you know, here, Hiranyakashipu performed severe austerities. And by dint of austerity, he became really resourceful. And anybody who is resourceful, normally he is appreciated, worshipped. And people surrender to a person who is very resourceful. You know, there is, suppose a king, he is very resourceful. He is able to satisfy the needs of all the citizens. So obviously, all citizens will worship such a ruler like a god. And Hiranyakashipu was actually worshipped like God. You know, he provided everything. Just to give, you know, there is a lot of description about Hiranyakashipu. I'll just read two verses from the fourth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. As if in fear of Hiranyakashipu, the planet Earth, which consists of seven islands, delivered food grains without being plowed. Thus it resembled cows like the Surabhi of spiritual world or the Kamaduga of the heaven. The earth yielded sufficient food grains. The cows supplied abundant milk. And outer space was beautifully decorated with wonderful phenomena. By flowing of their waves, the various oceans of the universe, along with their tributaries, the rivers, which are compared to their wives, supplied various kinds of gems and jewels for Hiranyakashipu's use. These oceans were the ocean of salt water, sugarcane juice, wine, clarified butter, milk, yogurt, and sweet water. And we can go on. So basically, whatever you needed, or whatever an ordinary person needs in this world, he has everything at his disposal. Why else? What could be the reason that anyone in such a kingdom will go against Hiranyakashipu? In fact, if Hiranyakashipu would have liked to continue, probably he could have continued for time infinitum. Because there was no opponent, rival to him and to his kingdom. He was so resourceful that he has given, you know, for example, even, you know, as a devotee, when we find a situation where our natural necessities are easily supplied, we immediately go and accept it. We never think that such a sangha may destabilize, may contaminate my Krishna consciousness. You know, that is why we are ready to work anywhere and everywhere as long as I have some time to practice Krishna consciousness. So, but you here you see, when Hiranyakashipu was so powerful, so resourceful, and he has no rival, he has one rival. In fact, in one of the verse, because you know that the Prahlada story is being narrated by Narad Muni to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Narad Muni personally saying that out of fear, he and other Gandharvas, they offered their obeisances, paid their obeisances to Hiranyakashipu. That means the spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj was offering due respect to Hiranyakashipu. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, rejected the authority of Hiranyakashipu. And that is why this topic of Prahlad Maharaj, Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki,
Sri Sri Radha Shamsundar ki Gaur Pramanande Haribo. So, this is just unthinkable. A 5-year-old boy challenging the authority of his own father, basically, who is able to satisfy everyone's need in his kingdom. Hiranyakashipu is ruling a kingdom where everyone is happy. He is providing everything. In fact, he was able to plunder every part of the universe if his followers wanted anything. He was basically a looter. But Prahlad Maharaj didn't accept the authority of Hiranyakashipu. In fact, he didn't recognize that Hiranyakashipu is a person that should be given any respect. All our respect must be solely preserved for Krishna. In fact, this is the point Mother Devahuti was told by Lord Kapila. Because Mother Devahuti's question was, this world is a world of fear. All of us, we can experience the fear. Right? And in particularly, fear of death. That attacks everyone. But all other many kinds of fear you have in this world, just right? Because why fear is there in this world? Fear is there in this world because the world in which we live is a world of illusion. Our natural state is hidden. Each one of us, we are trying to manipulate the material nature to become happy. And in spite of so much of endeavor, more than happiness, we normally derive distress. And this is the realization of anyone who have some honesty or sanity. And that fear of distress, fear of difficulty, you endeavor, like in a businessman, when he endeavors to do a business, he has a fear of being failure. A scientist tries to discover something, there is a fear of failure. You do anything, there is a fear of failure. Fear is there. You cannot live in this world without fear. And in fact, Lord Kapila said in his reply to Mother Devahuti that it is because of my fear. It is because of my fear the sun provides the heat, the moon provides the soothing light, the heat burns everything, the wind blows. It is because of my fear. So, if you are not fearful enough, you will be frightened by the arrangement of the Lord. Lord will create a situation where you will be fearful. But that is nature of this world. Fear is basic property of this world. And Hiranyakashipu was fear personified. He generated fear among the demigods. He generated fear among everyone who didn't accept his authority. But one person in whom he could not generate fear is Prahlad Maharaj. Not only he could not generate fear in Prahlad Maharaj, you know, in turn converted his own innocent friends, little kids, into devotees. And it is a nightmare for his two teachers, Sanda and Amarka, to see that here is a little boy who is challenging the authority of Sanda and Amarka. So, you know, they tried to pacify him, they placated him, they glorified him. When they could not find any other method, they said, okay, let us bring this stick. Let us chastise Prahlad Maharaj. Okay? So normally this happens, you know, in our school time when we were studying. And normally as a kids, we are not interested in studies. So I remember our teacher will normally give us something, either toffee or something, to placate us. And he will also sometime play with us. And then he will make us to sit for the study. And after that, if we don't study, then he will show us the stick. Right? So this is one of the ways how to control your subordinates. And Sanda and Amarka now went to the last stage, that the fourth approach of subduing your subordinate. But Prahlad Maharaj is not of this particular space. He doesn't dwell in the material space. He sees Krishna everywhere. He sees Krishna anywhere and everywhere. Right? Like in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, whoever sees everything in me, in Krishna, and Krishna in everything, he is a perfect yogi. Right? This is the 6th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So this is, this fearlessness is a natural property of the soul. Soul is naturally fearless. And we don't have that property. This is a natural symptom. When fear catches us, that means we must know that we are subjected to illusion. In particular, when we preach Krishna consciousness, fear should never delude us. Out of fear, we should not confine ourselves to four chambers and we stop preaching Krishna consciousness. Yes, when you preach Krishna consciousness, we say animal killing is bad, intoxication is bad, illicit sex is bad, gambling is bad, which normal people, they don't want to listen. The demons wants to hit us. But still, we have to go out and preach the sublime message of Krishna consciousness. This is very important. And Prabhupada says in the purport that while correlating this, the fearless nature of Prahlad Maharaj, Prabhupada is saying that yes, the Americans' boys are being tortured by their parents. The International Society of Krishna Consciousness is being accused of brainwashing the American boys. But Prabhupada didn't say that we should stop preaching. No, preaching must continue. with same ferocity, same vigorousness, with same vigor, same enthusiasm, you know, like a lion, Prabhupada preached. We must preach. In fact, how fearless are we will be known based on how we preach. So this is in particular in Kali Yuga, if we want to really know that whether I am really fearless or not in the service to Krishna, we must go to the unknown territories and start preaching. This is very important. Like in Prabhupada was asked once, somebody asked Prabhupada that why you are not preaching in Pakistan? Because it appeared that is the most difficult place at that time to preach. And Prabhupada immediately, spontaneously asked his disciples, please get ready for a preaching trip to Pakistan. And it seems the next day, Pakistan-Bangladesh war has started. India has been one of the parties in support of Bangladesh. But when Prabhupada heard the news next day morning, his two disciples, one is in Pakistan, one is in Bangladesh. So that kind of enthusiasm Prabhupada showed, how we must become fearless in preaching Krishna consciousness. In fact, by doing so, we'll conquer the fear. In the field, in the preaching field, we must conquer our fear psychosis. This is very important. Otherwise, fear has been our constant companion from time immemorial. I'll give you a very nice example that where fear is just all pervading, the ultimate celebration takes place. This is the what Manvantara? Which Manvantara is this one? Vaivasvata Manvantara. So before Vaivasvata Manvantara, which Manvantara was there? Chakhyusa Manvantara. So between Chakhyusa Manvantara and Vaivasvata Manvantara, there was a pralaya. In that pralaya, the earth, triloka, bhur, bhuvashva, all three became submerged in water. Is that a frightening situation? Yes or no? In 2013, from Gurukula, we went for a retreat in near Alkananda. I think we finished that retreat, I think 28th of May or so. And 15th of June, there was a cloud burst in Uttarakhand. And it really created a fear among everyone who have experienced the fury of the nature. Okay? And imagine here, for 7 days, torrential rain submerged Bhur Bhuvashva. All three planetary systems were submerged in water. How frightening that situation must be. Can you all imagine that a frightening situation? The entire three world has become submerged with water. Can you imagine the fury? Just little cloud burst in Uttarakhand You know, those images who have seen, you know, it's really frightening. And here, in that water of devastation, what is happening? There is a wonderful discourse, Srimad Bhagavatam. Can anybody say? Who is speaking this Srimad Bhagavatam and who is hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam in that water of devastation? Please raise your hand if you know it. Markandeya Rishi? No, no. That's also true. But the story that I was telling Chakyusa Manvantara, Markandeya Rishi also, he also swam across the water. But that's not this one. This is in Chakyusa Manvantara, the 7 days, there was pralaya, and there was a great celebration. And celebration is the recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam by a great personality, and another great personality and his group were hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Not you. Yeah. Nobody? You have already heard it. So, fish incarnation. Narrating the science of Sankhya to Satyavrata and his entourage, who were situated in a great boat. In fact, fish, Lord as the fish incarnation, did a great favor to Satyavrata and told him, "My dear king, you know that King Satyavrata was fasting. He was doing a vrata. And vrata is that he was only drinking water while chanting all the time, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." And he said that on the seventh day, when everything will be submerged in water, so there will be fury of water that you will see. A boat will appear. And you place yourself in that boat along with the sages, as well as some herbs and Vedas. Okay? And I will appear at that time to anchor that boat. And Lord appeared as a fish. Can anybody say what is the color of that fish? Golden color. The golden colored fish appeared. How many horns this fish has? How many horns? One horn. Big horn. And that horn became the anchor to the boat. And boat was connected to that horn using the rope. And that rope was Basuki. Basuki was the rope by which the boat was bound to the fish. And can you imagine in that water of devastation, where fear personified is ruling, nature's fury you can see there, and what's happening? Bhagavatam is being recited. Lord Fish is giving the exposition and the science of Sankhya. And who is hearing? Satyavrata and his entourage. We must know how to cultivate fearlessness. And Prahlad Maharaj is the greatest source of inspiration. There cannot be a better source of inspiration. You know, when everything is against you, your very father is against you, your teachers are against you, everyone is against you, still you preach Krishna consciousness without fear. And that fearlessness must be cultivated by everyone who have accepted the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada laid that example as a fearless soldier of Krishna. With only 40 rupees in his pocket, he ventured into the deep ocean to reach the great shore of United States of America. And we must practice this fearlessness. There are so many examples of incredible fearlessness our devotees they saw. One of the that my I personally get inspired is Jad Bharat. Jad Bharat, after because you know that Maharaj Bharata, such a great king, he was glorified in the three loka. After him, the demigods started calling this tract of land as Bharatavarsa. Can you imagine? All our Puranas, everywhere, this tract of land has been referred as Bharata. There is a great epic known as Mahabharata. Such a great personality. When he left his kingdom at a very young age of 40, and the bank of Gandaki practiced Krishna consciousness, he had an accidental fall down, and that fall down made him a deer. From deer, he became a Jad Bharat, born in a Brahmin family, but fully endowed with the Krishna consciousness knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So he acted as a dumb. That's why his name was Jad Bharat. After his father died, his brothers felt this boy is of no use. Better we should make him a night guard. Our Srinivas Krishna here, he grows wheat, rice in our new Gurukul campus. So in the night, there are many animals, particularly Nilgais, they come and eat many of our, this vegetable or paddy fields. So you have to create some kind of shelter there, put someone. So similarly, this Jad Bharat was made a night guard for these paddy fields against these animals. And once on a full moon night, some dacoits, they captured him. Because they were searching for someone to be sacrificed in front of Bhadrakali. And they caught him, they bathed him, put nice dress, fresh, put vermilion, And in Indian tradition, everybody knows that you are going to be chopped off. Okay? And there are four dacoits, two dacoits this side, two dacoits other side, with dazzling sword on their head, in their hand, are ready to chop off the head of Jad Bharat. And Jad Bharat has no fear. When he was caught, he didn't try to flee. When he was made to take bath, put on new dress, he didn't try to flee, nor did he plead, "Oh, please save me." No, nothing he did. Nirmana moho jitasanga dosa adhyatma nitya vinibhrutta kama adhyatma nitya. He was fully in his eternal consciousness that I am servant of Krishna. And servant of Krishna cannot be perished. I cannot be killed. I cannot be destroyed. I am always in the shelter of Krishna.
Dvandair Bimukta Sukadukha Sangair Gachanti Amudha Padam Abhyam Tat. So this is the state of Jadavarat. So he was so fixed, he was in trance in Krishna, that before this dacoits could kill him, the mother Kali herself came out of the deity and chopped off the heads of all the dacoits. What an incredible situation. How to remain fearless? You know, this is very difficult. This is very difficult. You know, you are being about to be chopped off. And you still remain steadfast in your meditation in Krishna consciousness. So this is very, very difficult state. But these people have attained. Maharaj Bharata has attained. Prahlad Maharaj has attained this fearlessness. And we are supposed to attain this fearlessness, following the footsteps of Maharaj, not only Maharaj Bharat, you know, even Naradji, the spiritual master of Prahlad Maharaj. When his mother died, it was not that fear caught him. No. He traversed towards north. And it is said in Bhagavatam that as he traveled on the way, he passed through metropolis that didn't attract him. He passed through the rich minerals like gold that also didn't attract him. He also passed through dense forest inhabited by wild animals, snakes, that also didn't frighten him. Okay, until he reached a spot where he took a cool bath in the pond nearby and started meditating on Krishna, and Krishna appeared in front within his heart. So fearlessness. If we want to be a seeker of truth, we must cultivate this virtue of being fearless. And what is this fearless? This fearlessness not to be, to be offensive. You know, Hiranyakashipu was also so-called fearless. But he was foolish. He was stupid. He actually, although he showed a kind of fearlessness, in that fearlessness, he actually incurred the wrath of all the Vaishnavas, including the wrath of Prahlad Maharaj. Because the moment you offend the Vaishnavas, Krishna particularly becomes very angry. Right? And so here, this fearlessness that we are talking about, this is the fearlessness in the service to Krishna. And that must be cultivated. In the service to Krishna, fearlessness must be cultivated. That when it is a service to Krishna, I must remain as fearless as possible. So this is the point. And devotees in general, whether it is Chitraketu, when he was cursed by Mother Parvati, he was not frightened. Nor Bhutrasura was frightened. So devotees in their service are not frightened. Fear never makes them a coward. Fear never makes them to be a duplicitous character. They always remain as steadfast in their devotion to Krishna. And this is what is Krishna consciousness movement is all about. Srila Prabhupada nurtured a character of fearlessness in our service to Srila Guru and Gauranga, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this particular principles we must inherit from Prahlad Maharaj. In fact, when finally Hiranyakashipu decided that he must kill Prahlad, he asked this question to Prahlad. Oh Prahlad, from whom you are deriving your strength? All the demigods are fearing me, and you decry my authority? And Prahlad Maharaj's answer was, the same person from whom you are deriving your power, the same person is giving me also the power. So this fearlessness comes from Krishna, who is ultimately fearless. Swarat, Avijna Swarat. Krishna is ultimately independent. Only that person who is ultimately independent is fearless. So that is why anyone who has taken the shelter of that person who is independent ultimately can become fearless. So this fearlessness comes from our surrenderedness to Krishna. Krishna is ultimately independent, and being independent, when you are independent, you are naturally fearless. And that is why the absolute independence is the absolute definition of the absolute truth. And that's another subject matter to discuss. But I have to end this thing. So Prahlad Maharaj finally teaching all of us that everyone derives their strength from Krishna. But one of the beautiful strengths that we must derive from Krishna is to be fearless in His service to Krishna. In our service to Krishna, we must inherit the character of being fearless. Gopis being fearless treaded the midnight fear and entered into the jungle of Vrindavan when Krishna played on the flute. Fearlessness is the buzzword for all devotees who have taken shelter of Krishna. They don't care for societal tradition, fear of this, that and that. No. When it is a matter of surrendering to Krishna, devotee is in the forefront without any fear. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Pramanande Hari. Any question? Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna? Vana. Acha. That's a very good question. So how do you, Prabhuji is asking this question, how do you understand everything in Krishna and Krishna in everything? So, in particularly, there are so many ways you can understand. In fact, how to understand this particular thing, you have to study the Sankhya Yoga that Devahuti was taught by Lord Kapila. Right? So, but, you know, just to make the answer very short, I will let you know how Krishna is in everything. Everything in Krishna that you understand. Because source is Krishna. Right? Source being the Krishna, everything is within Him. That's not very difficult, right? To understand. That means Krishna is that absolute space in which all other space are included. Right? Krishna is that absolute space in which all other space are included in this. Just like, you know, this space, in that space we are all included, right? So I am also space. I consist of also earth, water, air, fire, five different kind of space. My persona consists of this five different kind of space. So similarly, Krishna being the absolute space, millions of universes, trillions of universes, both spiritual and material, are within this infinite absolute space. Right? So everything is with Krishna. Now the question is that how do you see Krishna in everything? So that famous verse in Bhagavatam, Brahma Samhita, which says, Andantarastha Paramano Chayantarastha. So Krishna is there in everything as his expansion. Right? So that is, he is all pervading nature. As super soul, he is pervading everywhere. But simultaneously, he is also pervading as a person wherever he likes. Like in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, when Hiranyakashipu said, "Where is your Hari? You are so devoted to Hari. Where is your Hari? You say your Hari is everywhere. Is he still in this pillar?" He said, "Yes, my Hari is in everything, everywhere." So in that pillar, Lord didn't manifest himself as super soul. He manifested as person Narasimhadev. There is a very nice quote by Bhakti Charu Maharaj. Bhakti Charu Maharaj once was king. These three concepts, Brahmeti, Paramatmaeti, Bhagavan iti sabjate, to Srila Prabhupada. Because at some point of time, Bhakti Charu Maharaj was like a personal servant of Srila Prabhupada. And there, he asked this question, "Please tell me about the nature of Paramatma that is there in our heart." And Prabhupada answered to Bhakti Charu Maharaj, saying that although the Paramatma that normally resides in us is 400 form, but in you he is 200 Shyamsundar. So this gives the answer. So Krishna can be within every part of his creation in different form according to the situation. For devotees he is present differently. For non-devotees, he is present differently. For yogis, he is different. Differently, he is present differently. For different kind of spiritual seekers of truth, he is present differently. But he is present within everyone. I gave a short answer. Yes. Any other question? Yes.
Fear also has a place in Krishna consciousness.
Should you fear full of Vishnu Maharaj? See, the fear is there. Fear is a transcendental quality of Krishna. Krishna feared Mother Yashoda. Yes or no? That's real. So any qualities that we see here has its original transcendental nature in the spiritual world. So in that sense, fear is also transcendental. So when we say we should be fearful of Vaishnava Aparadha, fearful of Maya, this comes under transcendental nature of fear. Right? But when I say fearlessness in the service to Krishna, that's that has its own connotation, right? So that's a natural, you imagine, our devotee was telling, Markandeya Rishi, right? So when everywhere there is water, what Krishna is doing? He's lying on a banyan leaf and sucking his toe, right? So when the water of devastation, everything is finished, right? Nothing is there. But he is blissful. Right? So that is the epitome of fearlessness. So these are all transcendental qualities. So as long as these qualities are transcendental, it is fine. That is the point. Hare Krishna.
So we should stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.